It's Tuesday, June the 8th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Alzheimer's drug approved and Colonial Pipeline's ransom recovered. First, the world in brief. Regulators approved a drug to slow the progress of Alzheimer's for use in America. Aducanumab, which is owned by Biogen, a biotechnology company, is the first new treatment for the disease in nearly two decades. It has been a bumpy road. Two trials were entered in 2019 because they expected poor results. Biogen later said a higher dose over a longer period seemed effective. America's Department of Justice recovered most of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid to hackers last month. The firm handed over 75 bitcoins, then worth more than $4 million, to DarkSide, after the cybercriminal group crippled its fuel network, causing havoc along America's East Coast. The DOJ traced and then seized 63.7 bitcoins, currently worth $2.3 million, following a drop in the cryptocurrency's value. The result of Peru's presidential election remained too close to call. With most of the votes counted, Pedro Castillo, a left-wing political newcomer, holds the slenderest of leads over Keiko Fujimori, the right-wing candidate. Most of the as-yet-uncounted ballots are from rural areas, which are expected to favour Mr. Castillo, and from overseas, which will probably go to Ms. Fujimori. Early results from Mexico's midterm elections suggested that President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party held Congress. But the left-wing populist's majority looks set to fall, reflecting discontent with his economic policies and his approach to serious crime. Campaigning in Mexico's biggest ever election was marred by violence. At least 89 politicians have been killed in the past 200 days. Republicans in America's Senate promised to oppose any global minimum corporate tax. They deemed it, quote, anti-competitive. At the weekend, the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen agreed with other G7 countries that multinational companies everywhere should be made to pay at least 15% to stop money being funneled through tax havens. Two-thirds of the Senate would be needed to bind America to an international treaty. Alternative paths requiring only a bare majority look trickier. America's Supreme Court ruled unanimously that immigrants who entered the country illegally but have been allowed temporary residency for humanitarian reasons cannot apply for citizenship. The Biden administration made the same argument. At a press conference with Guatemala's president, Vice President Kamala Harris addressed would-be immigrants plainly, quote, "Do not come." Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, and his brother will be aboard the first space tourism flight of Blue Origin, Mr. Bezos' space company, which launches later this month. If all goes to plan, he will beat two other billionaires with their own rival ventures, Elon Musk and Richard Branson, in crossing the von Karman line, where Earth's atmosphere ends. And fact of the day. Tesla, the world's most valuable car company, is worth more than the next three biggest car makers combined.